One of the things that allow us to lose control of an urge and or to lapse is the belief that it will be okay, that we can do the addictive behavior on this occasion and everything will remain on track. It is, of course, possible that this is the case. However, ask yourself, how many times have you convinced yourself that it is okay to do the addictive behavior for it to turn into a lapse, which in turn becomes a more sustained relapse? If this is you, it's worth doing some work around this. Firstly, identify the belief. What did you tell yourself to feed the belief that you could do the addictive behavior and it would be okay? What can you do to challenge the belief? A cost-benefit analysis is always a good approach, as is a SWOT analysis. In a cost-benefit analysis, you simply look at what are the gains in the short term by doing the addictive behavior and what are the losses in the short term. You then look at the long-term gains and the long-term losses. A SWOT analysis takes a slightly different approach. You first look at the strengths. What is making you say it's okay to do the addictive behavior? So what do you believe about yourself that means you're now strong enough to be able to do that? The weaknesses, of course, is the flip side of this. The opportunity is looking at what doing the addictive behavior adds to your sense of control and choice. And of course, the threats are what you stand to lose, the risks of doing the addictive behavior. Both tools are valid. You may find that one of the tools resonates with you more, and this may change on each occasion. And you may want to do both. It's your call. You can, of course, kid yourself that there is more to gain than to lose, whatever tools you use. And you are the only one to lose out if you do so. If you effectively challenge the belief, you can then identify what new belief you're going to adopt, which stops you doing the addictive behavior.